This is the final sitting of the Dáil before your government's rent hike bill rules come into force on Sunday. In a matter of days, landlords are going to be handed the power to increase rents to full market levels for new tenancies. Exactly as Sinn Féin warned, corporate landlords are preparing to cash in, and they are not hiding it, Tánaiste. They're telling their shareholders that increased profits are coming because of decisions taken by you and your government. Yesterday in the House, Mary Lou MacDonald revealed that Iris REIT, the largest private landlord in the state, is openly outlining how your legislation will allow them to significantly jack up rents. In comments reported on thejournal.ie, its chief executive stated, "Under these rules, every unit in our portfolio, with the lease commencing after the 1st of March, can be relet at prevailing market rates once vacant." He described it as a substantial opportunity. He talked about leading to enhanced returns for the company and our shareholders. The company has projected a staggering, eye-watering 25% increase in rents with minimal additional costs as a direct result of your policy, Tánaiste. And this isn't a mere opposition claim. This is the largest landlord in the state explaining plainly in black and white that your rent hike bill will allow them to raise rents and boost shareholder returns. At the same time, the Residential Tenancy Board's figure show that rents are already at record highs under your government and that tens of thousands of renters had to start new leases last year. And who are these people, Tánaiste? They're ordinary people right across the state. People who, under your rules, would face rents being reset to full market levels. And behind each of those numbers, each of those statistics, are real households forced to move, maybe because of work, or because of the sale of a property, or because of family breakdown, or because of landlords' decisions. Many of them are already stretched to their limits. And Tánaiste, you know that 60,000 renters on average every year move into a new tenancy. So under your rules, the landlord is going to be free to set the rent at whatever the market rate is, even if that means a jump of 25% compared to what was paid before. So in the last sitting here of this Dáil before these rules take effect, I'm going to ask you directly, faced with the clear evidence now, faced with everything we know of who benefits and who pays, is your government, even at this late stage, going to reverse course and stop these rent hikes before they inflict serious, serious hardship on tens of thousands of renters across the state? And can I ask you, how can you stand up, which I have no doubt that you're going to do, in the next few minutes, and justify a company, the biggest landlord in the state, in some cases renting a two-bedroom apartment not far from here, for an eye-watering €3,200? How can you justify the biggest landlord in the state saying very clearly to you, to its investors, that your legislation now allows them to increase rents by about 25% on average for new tenancies? How can you stand over that? How can you say to renters and look them in the face and know the pressure that they're under and say that you stand over that?
Well, thanks very much, Lasky and Corla. There's a consistent and ongoing effort to misrepresent the factual situation in relation to the new rent rules and rental reform. So I welcome the fact this morning in the Dáil to outline and I hope disprove some of the scaremongering and misinformation, and also I hope provide some facts to people who watch in at home and would like to know the facts. So firstly, from the 1st of March, there is no change at all for existing tenancies. None, zero, none at all, no change. That's really important. What does come into place from the 1st of March is a balanced package of measures, which includes within it some of the greatest protections that we've ever had in the history of our state for renters. That's not just my view, Deputy. That's the view of the UCD professor in social justice who spoke on this in recent weeks as well. We'll see greater protection for renters than ever before. For the very first time ever, we'll see nationwide rent pressure zones. For the first time ever, we'll see six-year rolling tenancies, providing people with that security of tenure. And for the first time ever, in many ways, we'll see an effective no-fault eviction ban. And we've brought in very, very strict and stringent rules in relation to that as well. And yes, from March, it is possible for new tenancies to be set at market rates. But here's the next bit. It's only possible to be set once, and then they need to be locked in at that level for the next 6 years, other than being able to rise for...
Please allow the tarnish to
conclude. We're not doing this. We're going to have a serious conversation. Other than being able to rise for inflation, and even then capped at 2%. So for the first time ever, somebody who takes out a new tenancy in March will have that six-year security, will have the protection of an effective no-fault eviction ban, and will also know that the rent cannot rise further during that 6 years, except in line with inflation, but no more than 2%. Now, this 25% figure that your party leader threw around this house yesterday is not a fair representation at all, and that's not my view. This morning on national radio, as you may have heard, and I hope if you haven't, I hope Deputy MacDonald will certainly go back and listen to it, because the representative body for the investment company that were quoted in this story yesterday felt it necessary to go on national radio and describe Deputy Mary Lou MacDonald's comments yesterday as not correct, firstly, and secondly, as an absolutely a complete mischaracterisation of the issue. So that's important. For the people at home, these are people that you know well, because Deputy O'Brien has met them twice in the last year, according to the lobbying register. So these are investment companies you know well in Sinn Féin. You met them twice in the last year. So I don't know what you talked to them about, Tommy, but they met them twice. They have come out and said what you're saying in relation to 25% simply isn't true. The 25% figure, they said, was a projected figure over a period of 10 years. You left that out, Pierce. A projected figure over a period of 10 years. Now, you obviously recognise in Sinn Féin, or at least I think you do, that there's a need for private investment to come into the rental market. I presume you do, because you keep meeting the companies. The lobbying register is full of times you, and particularly Deputy O'Brien, are meeting the companies to discuss these opportunities. So let's not scaremonger people. People's rents are not increasing by 25% in March. No existing tenancy will see any change. Nationwide rent pressure zones will come into being. We will have an effective no-fault eviction ban. And yes, for new tenancies, for the first time, the market rate can be set, but then it must be locked, except for allowing for inflation for the next 6 years. That's a significant protection. And all of this is done with one aim, and one aim only, Laskin Corla, increasing more supply. Because without supply, without private investment, according to the Housing Commission, we won't be able to have renters and homeowners. We need to keep on doing supply, supply, supply.
Deputy Doherty.
Tánaiste, you've been found out. As simple as that, you've been found out. Your only defence here is that not every renter is going to be hit on day one. But if you're looking today, or if you're moving on Monday, you're going to be hit by these rent hikes. And the fund was very, very clear. The fund made it clear, Tánaiste, black and white, to its investors in its conference call. 25% increases. Yes, it said it will take a while for that to flow through. But do you not know, Tánaiste, do you not know that every single new renter from Monday on is going to be hit with these increases? And you stand there and justify it, and your backbenchers applaud it, because that is exactly what you have done. And I've made the point clearly, this is just one landlord. The largest landlord in the state with 3,600 properties. But other big landlords can do the same. And 60,000 new tenancies are created every single year. So you do accept, don't you, that every single one of those new tenancies now can see their rents jacked up. And that's the reality. So this is the first fund that came out and said in black and white to its investors, happy days, lads. The government have just put millions of euros into our pockets. We can jack up rents by 25%. And we are seeing 1 in 7 of our tenants leaving every single year. So we are going to start to see those returns in year one. That's the reality. It's black and white. And you have been found out. What you need to do now is you need to reverse it or defend why you think it's appropriate that rents would go up that high.
So I say to the young people at home, yesterday Sinn Féin came in. Yesterday Sinn Féin came. Don't shout me down. Don't shout me down.
Can we have some order, please?
I'd like my time protected to answer the question.
Can we have some order, please?
I'd say to the people watching in at home, yesterday Sinn Féin came into the Dáil and suggested people's rents were going to rise by 25% in March. Today, the Sinn Féin spokesperson has acknowledged that that's not the fact.
That's not true.
And has actually acknowledged a moment ago that his figures may take a number of years. May take a number of years. You've been found out today on national radio by people saying your leader's representation in this House yesterday was a complete mischaracterisation. But hypocrisy... may I speak, please?
Please do, Tom. Deputy Gould, please.
Hypocrisy from Sinn Féin is not new when it comes to housing.
Defend
we have a situation where they talk about investors as though they don't like them, as though they're not buddies. But the Sunday Times showed and revealed this week they've received millions.
I know you are. I'd like to speak. Please.
It's very unfair.
Don't continue this. Don't continue this. You're not allowing...
It's down there and waffle and waffle and waffle.
Please. Deputy Doherty.
Yes, it may take a while, you said.
Okay, we'll just move on to the next.
Yes, it may take a while, you said.
Deputy Doherty and Minister Boyle.
Sorry, no. Can I... There's a serious issue.
Please. Can you please respect the chair? I don't mind... I say it again. The bus exchange is fine, but the carry-on here on a Thursday morning is nothing short of, you know, shameful in a way. And I would ask you to acknowledge the chair, to acknowledge standing orders, and to please conduct the debate in an orderly fashion.
Thank you. And if I'm allowed, in line with the rules of the House, respond in the minute that's given to me to respond to the charges that are put across this House. The position put forward by Sinn Féin in telling people the rents are going to rise by 25% is categorically untrue. It is being done to scaremonger and to worry. They try to tell everybody, talk about investment funds as though they're the big bad wolf, while regularly meeting them according to the lobbying register, and while accepting millions of dollars from construction companies and property developers in Friends of the United States, Friends of Sinn Féin in the United States, as we saw in the Sunday Times review. You're hypocrites when you come to this. We're on the side of renters. That's why we're increasing supply. And that's why we're bringing in a rent protection that nobody has ever seen before. We're on the side of renters. We're on the side of renters. You're on the side of absolute hypocrisy. And when you put through the noise, all you get from you is hypocrisy.
Deputy Sherlock.